This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. With harvest over and grain in the bin, we are starting to see more of the factors driving the cash bid surface. Ethanol margins remain at or near record levels, reportedly $2.40 to $2.80 per bushel, and ethanol plants have been the most competitive bidders as a result. Those regions with plants nearby have enjoyed the ability to make cash sales 10 to 20 or even 30 cents over the Chicago border trade in some cases. This has forced all competing bidders higher, and the beat goes on. Another situation driving these bids is the horrific conditions seen in Canada over the past year. The unprecedented drought in the Canadian growing regions put them in short supply of feed grain, resulting in corn that would normally be bound for export out to the Pacific Northwest, which has been jumping the northern border and going to Canadian end users instead. We are also seeing Mexico stepping in to make major corn purchases, as they have been the recipient of two daily flash sales this week alone. These types of purchases don't typically come when the respective buyers feel prices are at a high, short-term or otherwise. On the side of the soybeans, domestic processors are benefiting from a crush margin that rivals that of the ethanol margin. Crush margins are currently estimated between $2.40 and $2.75 a bushel, far eclipsing levels seen a year ago. Last December, we were having the discussion that soybean crushers were making a killing and their margins approached $2 per bushel, which showed no signs of backing off. The bullish data point has been kept at bay by trader focused on a perceived record crop coming out of Brazil in the spring. While conditions have been near perfect for the start of their growing season, I think that we would be remiss to discount the potential effect of late season woes. In July 2020, it looked as though the Western Corn Belt was set to produce a binbuster crop, and a complete lack of moisture in the last 60 days of the growing season flipped that completely on its head. Many fell well short of their APHs and couldn't believe it. Similarly, the opposite was true in Brazil as drought conditions plagued their planting season, and most felt it would be a horrific failure. Late rains and even floods in some areas turned the crop on a dime, and they were pleasantly surprised with their outcome. No one knows where we'll go from here, but there's a lot of time for these factors to play out on the market. We pointed out that the soybean crop is made in August here and in February down there. La Nina is strengthening in the Pacific and causing many climatologists to reduce rainfall totals in Brazil and Argentina all the way through the end of the year. The strength in the dollar index has been a sore spot for ag traders for nearly 6 months, as it just seems to keep to new highs time and again. This makes U.S. less competitive in the global markets for commodity exports. So far, it is just a headwind. On livestock, while the price of cattle has not appeared to have much of anything to do with the price of beef, Tyson Foods was still using higher cattle prices, which they claim jumped 20% year over year, as their excuse to increase beef prices. They failed to mention that they were literally doubling the value of what they were paying for cash cattle at one time, and in the larger scheme of things, cattle prices are not high. Neither are hog prices at this time. Granted, packer operating costs are reportedly up 30%, starting wages for plant workers are now $20 an hour, and shipping costs are inflated for this industry as a result of the trucker shortage. Most meat still moves by truck. Tyson claimed that beef prices were up 33%, pork 38%, chicken 19% from a year ago. Evaluating the impact of higher meat prices in percentages isn't a good look at how demand is impacted. A 33% hike on beef could be over $3 a pound that increased on a ribeye. A local restaurant put out a supplement to their menu, raising prices of beef entrees. The all-you-can-eat cod special was half the price of prime rib, and it was not on Friday. A cousin of mine who is a retired widow related going to the meat counter and being surprised by the higher price for roast. She justified buying it as she thought that she could get five meals out of it, while lamenting that it was just one meal for her daughter's family. She had noted the price increase. A 38% increase on a $2 a pound Iowa chop means it will still sell for $2.76. In fact, the increase per pound in the cost of a ribeye is as much as the entire cost of the pork chop. The impact of a 33% increase in beef actually improves how competitively pork and chicken is priced. Looking forward to the cattle on feed report on Friday, my concern has always been about marketings. The trade is looking for 5% off from a year ago. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.